you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station. The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Vinny Goodwill.
I think the Cooper Flag experience is very, very real.
How ridiculous do you think the hype will get?
I mean, like, look, we've seen Caitlin Clark, right? You tell me, considering this could be your tribe, right? You tell me.
He's Jewish.
And I remember.
My daughter says that you're half Jewish.
He's just the good half.
The last American-born white player to go to college, turn it out, go to the league, and fulfill all the promise, if not exceed it, was one Larry Joe Bird.
If you're a Laker, he's the devil incarnate. If you're from Boston, chances are you're Catholic, but you'd sell your soul for him.
Ain't it about time that y'all churned out another good one? Y'all are lagging.
We're due.
I'm tired of the black dude having to carry you people. I'm just joking. I'm just playing.
I don't believe you people.
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you people?
Can you help get some brothers into baseball then? I mean, look, if we're going to do this...
Y'all don't want us there. Y'all don't want us there. Y'all steer us towards basketball and being wide receivers and cornerbacks. We don't even get the middle linebacker positions no more. Like, we're starting to phase out of there, too. We are literally in danger.
Hey, Philly drafted a white safety this year from Iowa.
Y'all drafted a white safety from Iowa? Y'all couldn't even get one from USC?
There were literally people on the moon. Before Alabama had black guys in their secondary. Does anyone understand? There were white corners. White cornerbacks. You understand how preposterous that is? Some of you are too young to have ever even seen a white corner. They're extinct. They don't exist. There's two left at the San Diego Zoo. And they won't reproduce. You'll never see a white corner.
One, two, three,
and here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
I think there were that many landmines in that conversation with Vinny Goodwill. I think that was handled deftly.
I think everyone involved was at the very top of their dancing game, and we all survived.
It would have been really funny, though, if you would have heard my out loud but somewhat under the breath comment of it's a member of your tribe. Cooper Flagg's Jewish? It would have been really funny if you would have gone down that road with us.
Oh. I had forgotten he said about baseball, y'all don't want us there.
It's your game.
We do now.
It's your game.
We didn't for a while. We're not happy about it.
It's your game.
Made museums about it, putting the stats in, trying to apologize any way we can, make do.
Well,
it's not working out.
Yeah, just keep apologizing.
How's that going for you?
Ryan Dempster will join us in 30 minutes.
Good segue, man. Where do you go?
I think it's about how it's going.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun that we're all here. It's fun that nobody took off any time All-Star Week. I like this.
This is the best kind of radio, in my opinion.
I agree.
I don't want any sports to talk about.
I've never gotten in trouble that way.
We've got some. Today we still have some. A lot of stuff happened over the weekend.
Sure.
We've got to process some of that, and we will.
Tomorrow's a different story.
We got Home Run Derby tonight.
Okay.
It's the same story.
Tanny? Book the last home run ball.
Got it. This is the scariest type of radio, in my opinion. With this,
that's why I have to work this week.
Yeah, you got to be the only time Mitch ever declined a vacation request from me.
It's so weird. I was walking in here today, and Mitch was unscrewing my microphone. I was like, what are you doing? I need that.
Yeah.
You know what this week, Shane?
Careful, Shane.
Yeah, I mean, the office to the FCC down the hall is not even open. Right now.
There's nothing to erase from. They're not hearing it.
They're at the All-Star game, all of them.
Just to make sure. Understandably so. When are we picking players for the Home Run Derby? I know exactly who I want tonight. I'm very, very excited about my pick.
We should do it before tomorrow.
Before tonight. Yeah, that's a good call. I was thinking later in the show. Later in the show?
Yeah. Closer to the Derby. Okay. But you want to do it sooner?
I don't know. I just want to get my pick out there. I want to make sure that none of you bastards take my pick.
I'm taking Jose Ramirez.
That's my guy! That's my guy, Tanny!
Well, we will determine the order randomly, so that might be still your guy.
That that's the guy.
Hey, Shane, can I still keep Jose Ramirez?
Yes, he's got
he's the best hitter in the bunch. He's got the best back control of the bunch. He's a switch hitter. He finished second a couple years ago, and it turned out he had a broken thumb while he was finishing second.
Yeah, they're all great nuggets. I had him on my list, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Wow.
You can have him. Aww. He's not going to win.
Thanks, Teddy.
You guys could both have. You could share.
We could share.
You could share.
I'll put some dollars on him.
There you go.
I'll put some dollars on him, Tanny, and if he wins, I'll split it with you. All right?
How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you're free rolling on Jose Ramirez.
Free rolling on Joe Ram. Is that what they call him?
No, we don't call him that. No.
J Ram, I guess they call him. No, they don't.
Joe Ram.
Who's Joe?
Shane? Get Joe Ram.
Get Joe Ram. Book him.
It's going to be good.
I found his grandma.
Oh, yeah, dude, Shane is chasing a grandmother today for the show.
Hey, dude, we all have our kinks, all right?
We don't shame them around here.
Wait, isn't that what got me in trouble
yeah,
last
no,
time?
No, we don't talk about that.
Yeah, different generation.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is the dad show. We've had a lot of dads. Who are some of the... We had Trevor Williams' dad.
Have we ever had a grandma?
We've never had a grandma on the show.
We had both Sawinski parents.
We did.
It's true.
Io's mother. Io DeSumo's mother.
And dad.
And dad. It's exactly... Matt Mervis's dad.
My mom's been on the show. My mom's a grandma.
There you go.
All right. So that's a grandma.
My dad's been on and run. I don't know if he's ever been on our show.
But he's not a grandma.
No, he's not.
The category is grandmas who have been on the show, not just people.
We missed our chance with your bubby. Rest in peace.
Yeah, that's true.
Bubba. Yeah. The life. Uh-huh. A lot of life.
Christine's mother-in-law, that bubby, has not been on the show.
But she's traveled with the show.
She's hung out with the show in Las Vegas.
She came to Vegas with the show.
As one does.
Yeah, as one does with their bubby. So,
but yeah, Shane, good luck chasing that grandma.
Yeah, someone said the odds that I get suspended this week are +800. Isn't that high?
Yeah, 8-1.
That's kind of high.
I don't think you want it to be that low.
I mean, I can control that market.
Yes, you could. Yes, you could.
You know what? Make it higher. 1,200.
Just bet on yourself. Get suspended. Make it worth your time.
Mr. Jonte Reardon is over there.
Yes. A little bit of insider trading.
That's right.
I think it's a good idea. Mm. These teams have hit the All-Star break. It's because the Home Run Derby's tonight. And they don't have to make a decision, obviously, right now on what to do. Deadline is still a couple of weeks away. Mm. The result of the game yesterday felt massive after the results of Saturday. Baseball, very weird, right? I was worried about Hendricks. Hendricks is great. Then we were also worried about Saturday.
I was not worried about Hendricks.
I know you were not. You were correct about that.
It's 7 shutout innings for that, dude.
You predicted 3 of 4 or 4 of 4.
They were one Goldschmidt and Arenado rally away from 3 out of 4.
Yes, they were. That is one way to look at it.
A Porter Hodge high leverage 5-out attempt away from a Hector Neris save attempt that could have conceivably given them 3 out of 4.
That could have conceivably helped your whip bet also for the Shellfish Tower as we're talking about predictions that have been made on the show.
Yeah.
But so
Saturday,
the most likely outcome of a split is what happened.
Saturday was a devastating doubleheader sweep. I mean, starting with the Wesneski performance and the Wesneski implosion on top of the pitching with the errors and then hitting the 9-hitter to turn the lineup over in inning number one and ending with Porter Hodge failing and all that entails was absolutely brutal. But as you say, yesterday makes it a 5-2 road trip.
Right. As soon as you hit the break, you can zoom out.
Yep.
As soon as you hit the break, you can say, okay, well, how are they playing? They're playing well. They're playing well. Saturday is a micro that was very frustrating, and it felt like a missed opportunity. And because of the hole they dug, it feels magnified. Like, okay, if you lose 7-0, and okay, fine, it was just a loss. But when any game that you had a chance to win that you lose feels magnified with the deadline looming as it is. But the more this team plays, the more confident I feel. Like, they don't really have – they obviously have needs – but they have like needs for upgrades that are so significant that I don't think they're going to make them at the deadline. Like, I don't think any huge thing is happening for this team in either direction.
At the deadline still?
Yeah, I really don't. Maybe they buy, but I would think it would be a small buy.
Well, it depends.
I don't see a massive move in either direction being deserved by this team. I really don't.
I don't see a massive move on offense coming And I figured that there was going to be, but there's been enough of an offensive upturn with some kids and really, you know, with Bush and Hap and Saya flowing and Nico, what, hits the break with an 11-game hit streak at this point? And Dansby showing some flashes. I don't think they make an offensive upgrade. I could see them getting a closer because they need more high-leverage bullpen arms. And Merriweather could be on its way. Caleb Killian could be an option coming. I don't believe that Alzolay is going to, you know, be anything of consequence. Ben Brown hurt is a big deal. Cade Horton hurt is a big deal. But if they start to feel better about themselves and then they go out and get a closer, whether it's Carlos Estevez from Anaheim or from the Angels, I should say, or something like that, then Neris can slot back to setup. And they could feel better about the possibility of closing down games where they're fortunate enough to get a lead. Because the starting pitching is still so damn good. So I could very well see them getting a closer over the next couple of weeks if they're feeling as good about themselves as they are right now.
Rental closer or multi-year closer?
No, I'd want a rental closer because they can still be so volatile. Yeah. From year to year. I'd want a small buy on a rental closer if I had to decide right now.
I mean, a rental closer is not generally a small buy proposition. They normally go for quite a bit. So I don't know that I would consider that a small buy. Obviously, it wouldn't have to be what you gave up for Chapman or, you know, Wade Davis, things like that. But trading for closer is an expensive thing this time of year. It's normally something that you pay a premium on based on recent precedent in baseball. And it's just there's still six teams between them and a wild card spot. They're still in last place in the division. They are playing better. I just find it exceptionally unlikely that between now and the deadline they're going to be able to jump enough teams and shrink that number enough where it feels like they deserve a massive buy. And in the same vein, because the peripherals and the expected numbers say that they are better than this, and they are getting guys back from injury, and they are playing better.
And they're beating some decent teams.
They won't sell either. They'll say, we think we're better, we're getting healthier, we think we can make a run, and if we get into the playoffs, we can do some damage. That's where I still think this is going.
Well, we've got a couple weeks still to decide, and I think they're going to wait. I think they're going to wait till either the 29th or the morning of the 30th, which is the deadline, and they'll see where they are. There's some very tricky scheduled teams here. The Arizona Diamondbacks are freaking rolling. And the Diamondbacks come in here, and you've got them right away. That is a team.
We're going Friday with the mob.
Yeah, that's right.
In the suite. We're going Friday with the mob, and then I'm going Sunday with Nephew Jack.
The Diamondbacks have found it and are starting to look like themselves. Corbin Carroll with some offensive prowess and... you know, so it's like they've got a couple weeks to show it or not. I just think... I don't think there's anybody on this roster right now where you feel good about closing games. And if you're going to feel remotely decent about yourself, you got to figure out who that's going to be. And they know it's not going to be Neris.
It's certainly not going to be Neris. Should I try to find the Diamondbacks Council jersey I had when I was in eighth grade?
Yes. And wear it.
And wear it to Friday's game?
Will you still fit in it?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not much bigger. Skinny guy.
Were you a tall eighth grader?
Get a crop top. Go ahead and show that midriff.
There we go. Yeah.
That'll look good in the suite on Friday.
Yeah, for a little dessert cart. A little cheesecake with cookie dough.
Hey, how are you?
Love that.
Thought I'd dress up like a piece of cheesecake so I could get a piece of cheesecake.
There it is. I'll see if I can find that. It's been a while. All right. Diamondbacks Council jersey from back in the day. Absolutely. All right. Well, that's the state of the Cubs. I will say, before we have Ryan Dempster on at 3 o'clock,
yeah.
This is making waves. I disagree with it. But it's happening less frequently, so I'm going to posit this next piece of audio evidence in our next segment as progress for your game. It's Parkins and Spiegel on the Score.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station. The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
And here's the controversy. Listen, we love fun, right?
Afternoons on the Score.
And here's Morrell back to back again for the Cubbies. Oh, baby. First career multi-home run game for Christopher Morrell, number 18. It's 8-3 Cubs, and JD, this is so much fun.
Guys, I hope everybody knows that I consider this fun.
Ryan Dempster in 15 minutes. Home runs are fun, man. Everyone likes home runs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, unless you're giving them up, I suppose, but even Shota can figure out a way to make giving up home runs endearing. It's like, oh, look at that. That guy really hit the ball far against me.
Really? Look at him.
I got out of here. Ball was flying yesterday.
Look at Alex Cohen getting a chance as the Iowa Cubs voice to do his first big league regular season game and getting a gigantic pile of home runs. A couple of young players with two apiece. And
this is fun.
Yeah.
This is fun, Alex Cohen.
Yeah. They're all like that. Every single one is just like that.
He was adorable in how happy he was to be there. Right? That was very endearing, and he did a very nice job.
Did a very nice job. Very,
he's back
very
on
cool.
the game, I think, Friday. I think he's doing Friday's Cubs-Diamondbacks game.
Yeah, he's got, yeah. Exactly. He's got, he had one there in St. Louis, and now he's got one at Wrigley.
I mean, does Boog Shambi guy ever work? You know what I'm saying?
He's just taking the All-Star break, man, enjoying himself with the All-Star break. Not at the Home Run Derby
what
either,
about Friday?
Well,
All Star break.
He's giving himself one more day.
He's
one extra
a little
day.
Extra vacation.
Yeah.
Good for him. Good for him. But Christopher Morrell was hitting home runs, and not everybody thought it was so fun. Jim Edmonds on the Cardinals broadcast did not.
Because Morrell does a lot of different things. He's going around the bases. He's got a lot of different.
Well, yes, that's.
It's a lot. It is a lot.
It's described.
You
here.
Know it's a lot.
Yeah.
So the Cubs exacting some revenge, and they're going to have back-to-back homers again. Morrell hits one deep into the seats. He's got a two-homer game.
This kid's celebration is a joke. I don't mind saying it at all. I've never seen anything like it. I just don't get it. You're a 229 hitter in the big leagues, and you're running around like you're Barry Bonds. These celebrations, and I get the one hand clap or the fist pump or whatever, but one between first and second, one between second and third, and one between third and home is a little much.
Barry Bonds, famous for dabbing. I don't know if everyone remembered that version of Barry Bonds, that he was just always celebrating so much because he was so jovial. He just had such a happy-go-lucky personality.
Yeah, I don't remember Bonds having a different bit of shtick between every base.
Oh no, big celebration guy. He would do the worm between first and second, then the robot between second and third, and then the moonwalk between third and home, famously for Barry Bonds.
I'm trying to remember. I think the first time I ever remember baseball people being upset about a home run trot was Jeffrey Leonard on the Giants. Before Bonds, he went around with one flap down. And all that literally meant was, as he's running, one arm was down at his side.
And how old are you?
53, Danny. Thanks for asking. But all it was.
A flap?
One flap
and that's
down.
An arm?
Kids, Google Jeffrey Leonard, one flap down. One arm at his side was deemed disrespectful to the game, to society, to the past.
We've
come quite a distance here as a culture now, and Jim Edmonds should probably go along with everybody.
It's progress that Jim Edmonds is an outlier, yes? That sounds ridiculous. Because you said in the lead up to the clip, come on, Danny, you know it's a lot. Do I? Is it too much? Is there a part of you that thinks what Christopher Morrell did is too much?
I know. I think it's a lot. I think it's a lot, but I mean, it doesn't bother me because the society evolves. The game evolves. Celebrations evolve. It's not for me. Christopher Morrell's not doing that for Jim Edmonds. He's not doing it for me. He's not doing it for Goose Gossage, you know? He's doing it for his teammates. That's who it's for. And if they're enjoying it, and it helps them, It's like we've all had a moment where it comes along. Like, I remember for my wife, it was when she was arguing about somebody, and I was like, do you like when Pedro Strop celebrates a strikeout on the mound? She's like, no. Wait a minute. Yes, I do. I'm like, there it is. Okay. Yeah, like there comes that moment when you realize, all right, I kind of like it when my guys do it, so I can't be some, you know, stick in the mud who doesn't like it when other people do it.
Well, I mean, to your point about the teammates, Hap was on with Dan and Layla today. Not for him, but he's a fan.
I saw that Jim Edmonds made some comments. I didn't hear them or listen to them or know exactly what he said, but I do know that just for Morrell, it's genuine. He genuinely loves being out there playing the game. You know, his emotion and his smile comes from just, I think, a grateful place to be out there and happy and genuinely happy for what he's doing. You know, I the two homers that he hit, all of the celebration was directed towards our dugout, and I do think that makes a difference. You know, it's never in the face of somebody else. It's never yelling at somebody else. It's never looking at an opponent. It's always genuinely directed towards his teammates and the bullpen and the guys that, you know, he's playing with every day. So it's genuine emotion. He just loves playing baseball, and I hope he never loses that.
I mean, that's great. That's beautiful. And it does make a difference if it's towards the dugout or if it's toward the opposing dugout.
They're both awesome.
It's also just, it's just society progress. It's cultural progress. It's athletic progress. And if Morrell was on the Cardinals in doing that, then Edmonds wouldn't have a freaking thing to say.
Of course not.
Adam Wainwright loves Morrell, loves his energy, loves his celebration, loves everything about him, because he's much more connected to what, you know, modern baseball is actually like, and Jim Edmonds is not, and it's too bad.
Yeah, I was happy that he said it, because it's good that there's someone holding on to that thing. And then it mostly gets mocked when it makes awful announcing in the internet and those types of spaces. I don't know if Cardinals people are giving Jim Edmonds negative feedback from that. I'm sure they're not. But I like it. I want there to be some old school get off my lawn people.
I gotcha.
Because it highlights that the rest of us have moved on.
I understand. I totally understand where you're coming from. Where I am is that, isn't it okay to acknowledge that's a lot that Morrell does while still not being upset about it? No, you didn't even let me finish.
No, I won't.
Okay, well, that's a problem. I'm not upset about it. I'm not upset about it, but it is...
Long week ahead.
But it is a lot. It is a lot. It's like Roy Wood's tweet the other day about Obama's handshake and pullback that he did with whoever that was on the sideline of the Team USA game.
Yeah.
It's okay to acknowledge when something is a lot, when there's like a 9-step handshake.
Yeah.
We do it with Willie Harris every time we talk to him about like multiple level celebrations and handshake things. So a lot isn't necessarily a negative connotation. It's more now than it was.
Yeah.
But
a lot implies that it's bordering on too much.
I don't even know if necessarily that's true.
Okay, that's how I hear it.
Then. I understand.
That's the pushback for me on that would only just be like, man, literally do cartwheels around the bases if you want. You just hit a ball 400 feet out of the yard. You get to take your time going first, second, third home.
Uh-huh.
Literally do cartwheels if you want to. Showmanship, funds, and by the way, if it pisses off the other team, good.
But I accepted that showmanship and celebration is a cool part of it
that people
enjoy a long time ago. When it still progresses and there's more and more and more, God, we got to be able to point out that, oh yeah, that's even more than they used to do.
Keep it coming. Put your helmet on backwards. What other dance? I don't know anymore. Do the Macarena.
Man.
I'm not very cool with dancing, anything.
People used to be angry at Ken Griffey Jr. for putting the hat on backwards.
It's a ridiculous
game. And one flap down. It's always been a ridiculous game.
We should ask Demp as a pitcher. What does he think?
Yeah, we should.
We will.
And he'll remember one flap down. What a ridiculous point in time that is.
What producing? Ryan Dempster will answer that question and more from the site of the All-Star Game next on The Score.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started.
Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.